Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're holding on Tet Zayin Amud Beis, and we're up to Omar Rebbe Tanhu. You know, but if I can't resist before reading the Omar Rebbe Tanhu, we were so late yesterday. But there's a beautiful grow. You know that the Gemara says that the David HaMelech was mitzayer, that he was thinking that he really should get Aleph. I am mitzayer al Aleph, because I for you have for the Aleph. And they came out of Basco, said Rak Bedvar Uri Achitis. There's a beautiful grow that says, if you take up, and for who said that he was the one that was given to have the Aleph necessarily? So the grow says, if you take a look at the difference between Shiras David and Shmuel, and Shiras David and Tehillim, there's very minor differences. One of the differences is the difference between Tisimeni Le and Tishmereni Le. One equals the Gematria 1000, and one is missing the Reish, which equals the 800. One was written before the faith, and one was written after the faith. It's a beautiful remnant. But anyway, Omer Rebbe Tanchum, Rebbe Rebchia Ish Kvar Akko, Omer Rebbe Akko Barach, Omer Rebbe Smeloi. Some say it was actually Rebbe Tanchum who quoted Ravuna, and some say actually nobody quoted Ravuna. Ravuna decided to quote himself for a change. So the Amr of Omer of Huna Lechudei Talmid Shinidalech Vado Niduyo Nidui, that if a Talmud himself was Menade, then for somebody who had for someone who had been Menade, I'm a Supik, I don't know what they're marking on. So that is, we saw yesterday actually, the fellow that was walking along, and he said, Chama Chatzufa, and they're like, did you hear him say Nidui? So that would have been Lechvodo. So the Lechvodo is still a good Nidui. The Tanya, Menudel Rav, Menudel Talmid, Menudel Talmid, Menudel Rav. We learned yesterday that a menuda l'talmid is not menuda l'rav, but that's only l'rav that is not menuda. But l'kulei alma menuda to somebody else, the other talmidim, the nidui is chal. What are we referring to in that case, do you think? I mean, even mili d'shmaya, you think we're referring over there to someone who was menada because somebody did an aveira b'farhesi and so on. In chokhma vein tmuna vein hiksal v'neged Hashem. Over there, what's a shaykh to say that the rav wouldn't have to keep that? I mean, there's no inyan of kovet. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet, if the Talmud was menada for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet, the Rav also has to keep that nidui. So obviously what it's referring to over there, Ela lav lechvod atzmo. Omri v'yosef, tzur b'mirabbanan, ovid dina l'nafshe, b'mida l'psikale. He's allowed to paskin a halacha, to say, you're mechuyev, X amount, payment, on something which is not involved with any suffix, it's direct, psak halacha, he knows that that's the halacha, he's allowed to tell the person this is what you own. Furthermore, now speaking, we spoke yesterday about the union of nidui by a Talmud Chacham, for a Talmud Chacham, but how about of a Talmud Chacham? Now we didn't speak about it. There was a certain Talmud Chacham that had a reputation of being quite the ladies' man. It's not exactly suitable for a Talmud Chacham. So Amar Rebbe Yehuda Hechi Lavid, what should we do? Lishamte, should we put him, you can put a nidui on him. Tzrichalei Rabbanan. I mean, then if we do that, then they won't be able to learn from him, and he's a very great cheer giver, and so on. I mean, how can we do that? On the other hand, if we don't, lo l'shamte kamitchal shamadi shemaya, it's going to be a chil Hashem. So Amar le the Rabba Bar Bachana, they asked Rabba Bar Bachana, midi shemiyelach habahad. Did you hear anything about this? Amar le yachy Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechtiv kivsiv sekoin ish merudas v'tori avakshur mipihu ki malach Hashem tzvakotu. What does it mean when it says that the kohen, the individuals of Talmud Chacham is also the Kohen to the Yam. He's the one that's roy to be Shemer the Das HaShem. People that come in the Vakesh Torah from him. Because he is a Malach HaShem. That comes to tell me, Im Domeh HaRav Malach HaShem. If indeed he's a Malach HaShem, then he puts his Torah into effect. And he's not a hypocrite, so then Yivakshu Torah Mipi. But Im Lav, he doesn't put his Torah into effect. We're afraid that the Talmidim will pick up the same thing. The Torah will become an intellectual Torah. Won't have any application to them. They'll end up also without Yerushamayim. So, Rav Yehuda heard, if that's the case, that means you're not supposed to learn from him anyways, even if they want to go to learn from him. He's not a Malach. It's a very beautiful mimer, which is certainly not the Chapman Gemara, but a beautiful chat that my grandfather said, I never remember when you say, he said, what does it mean, Malach Hashem? I pointed out to you earlier, there's all types of Malach with Malach Hashem. He said that the Malach that came to Yoshua and said to him, Akabas, one is makpid on the pittle of Torah and so on. That's the Malach we're talking about. That's the one who got after Yoshua. So he always used to say that, but it's certainly not what the Gemara means. The Gemara is referring to Malach in terms of Midas, in terms of Meisim. So Shamte Rav Yehuda, so therefore Rav Yehuda went and put him into Nidui. Lesof Ichlash Rav Yehuda. In the end, Rav Yehuda became ill. Also Rabbon and Lashiyule, Bevasi and Ami Badaya. So all of the big Rabbon came to see how Rav Yehuda was feeling. And he also came, this individual also came in the same group. So Kadchazi, Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda looked at him, he got a big smile. Yeah. Omar Leisa, the person was very hurt. Lo mistayach b'shamte lugavis, it's not bad enough that you put me into chayrim. Here I'm coming and I'm trying to be mevaker chayrim, and now you start laughing at me. I mean, what kind of a behavior is that? Who chinami chayachta me? Now you're laughing at me. Omar Leisa, so he told him, chas v'sholem, lo bidit hama, I would never laugh at you. I'm smiling for myself, that when I come to the next world, b'dicha datai, I can be confident that I'm happy. Someone, a great man like you, I could have fawned over and relaxed my standards. But even for a great man like you, I didn't. So I feel that I won't be viewed as a hypocrite in the Shammai. And indeed, Nach Nafshid, Rav Yehuda died. Also, the Midrasha. So he came into the base of Medrash. He said, what am I supposed to do now? I need somebody to be Matur and Nidui, Amarlam Sharuli. Omrele Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan said to him, look, I mean, there isn't anybody as great as Rav Yehuda. We said before, even if you're going to be matir, you can't be matir. Someone who isn't on the individual is matir, has to be the same darga as the one who put him into chayim in the first place. So, gavet chashuv k'Rav Yehuda lechahat of Elisha lecha. There's no one of this level locally. What you have to do is zila gavet Rav Yehuda nesia. Rav Yehuda nesia, he can be matir. We'll see later on that the nasi, anyway, can always be, is the one who can always be matir. It's understood that he has a das. Yeah, in other words, because the das is that, some say it's only because of a rove, but it's only in the case of a sofek. Could be that over here they're saying Rav Yehuda nesia because he was gadol.
Is a nasi always a gadol agor?
No. We'll talk about it later on in the sukkah. Also, lekame, so he comes to him, omalei l'rabami, so Rav Yehuda nesia said to Rabami, look, I don't know anything about it. I mean, I don't know the Maisa Sharia. Poke Ayin Bedine. Go and look into what's going on over here and see whether we're supposed to be mad to the guy. If it's Roi that he should not be in Nidui, so then go ahead and be matter for him on my dots. So Ian Rebuta Bedine. Rabami rather Bedine. So Rabami looked into the case and he held that the person had been attacking himself and he should indeed be martyr. Omad Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Araglav stands up, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, and he said, gentlemen, Uma Shivcha shall bait Rabbi. We'll see the Maisa later on that the Shivcha of Rabbi's home once put somebody into a Nidui. And Lo Nagu Chachomim Kalus Rosh Beniduya Shalosh Shanim. Nobody was willing to be martyr. Who's going to go against Shivcha face Rabbi? Seriously. So for 3 years they weren't martyr in Nidui. Over here, Reb Yehuda just put him into Nidui. I mean, is it right? Yehuda Chavereinu, I mean, this nifter, we should be over on his das. Halachas kama v'kama. We have to think this over very carefully and not hurry to be matir. Maybe next year he should come back. 2 years he should come back. So Rabbi Zera was there. He said, this is amazing. How is it that this Zaken, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, has suddenly showed up in the Beis HaMedrash? The Kama Shani Lohasi hasn't been here for years. Can't be a coincidence that he's here, Davka, today. It must be Ben HaShemayim that they were Mesavev, the Siba is Ben HaShemayim, that he should show up today in order to prevent us from being matirim. So Shemamin Aloy Boyim L'Mishrel. Lo Sharma. They weren't matirim. There's a very interesting Marit Chias on this Gemara. I don't know really if one, I mean, he brings a raya from Mesechus Maisvus, from a Lushan, but he wants to learn what is that supposed to mean. Shmuel Bar Nachmeni never came to the base of Edrish. So in Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, we always find him quoted in Agadata, and not in Yilkut, which means, and he brings brings a raya from Maisris, that is Rabbani, the Yochatan, Rabbani Dagarata, that they had different Bate Midrashim. One Bate Midrash were Isaac in Yonim of Kabbalah, and so on. The other one was the place where they would be Isaac in Yonim of Shmua. That's what he tied us. So he said, Lo'ala is Bate Midrash, means he'd never been at this Bate Midrash. He would always hang out in the other Bate Midrash. What's he here today for? So it must be that we shouldn't be mad. Anyway, so Lord Sharalai, they didn't put him into, they didn't take off the needle. So Nafaki Kabachi Vaza, the guy's going, crying, and so on. So Asa Zibura comes along a hornet with Tarke Amasa, gets him right in the area where he had been making the problems. He got him right in the genitals. Veshachit, and he died. Ailula Ma'arata de Chaside. So they brought him up to the Ma'ara, where he originally had his makom, which was with the Chasidim, Veloki Blue. They couldn't bring him in. Trying to bring it, there was a nochash at the door, and nochash wouldn't allow them in. The nochash also remnant, obviously. So then, Ailula Ma'arata Dayane, they brought him, also a very choshev area for the Dayanim, they brought him into the Ma'arata of Dayane Vikiblu, and over there they were Mekabal. My time of why were they Mekabal in such a choshev a place? The other Rabbi Eloi, because at least he followed Rabbi Eloi's dictum. The Tanya Rabbi Eloi, Omer, Im Roe Adam, she yitzro mitgaber alav. A person sees he can't control his drives. Should go to a place where nobody knows who he is. Let him wear a black suit. That'll really bring him. He's certainly not going to feel like a mensch wearing a black suit. And then he'll feel so tzebrochim. He'll feel like an oval. I'm wearing black. This must be I'm in bad shape. And at that point, Yasim Ashali Bochafetz, let him do what he wants. I said, let him do what he wants in the pshat, that'll be Machmiyam, and do what he really wants. What he really wants, of course, is to do the Ratzon Hashem. And even if he ends up following his Yetzer Hara, I mean, nobody's going to be chayshit that he's from if he's wearing a black suit. So, Ayachal Hashem Shamayim Befayasim. At least people, that's the way it was. So, at least that way, there won't be a Chal Hashem. So this guy, at least, even though maybe he was a big ladies' man, but at least he would travel to Las Vegas. He wouldn't, not in the middle of Borough Park. I mean, nowadays Las Vegas is already Borough Park. Ain't go to Las Vegas anymore. But at least he did like Rabbi Eloi. So because of that, he was trying his best. Because of that, he was allowed into the Ma'arot of the Dayan. What was this mice about the Shifcha of Beis Rebbe? What was that all about? Sounds interesting. Shifcha shel Beis Rebbe, my hand. The Am to the Beis Rebbe, Chazita Ligavid Avi Machi Levno Gadol. The Shifcha in Rebbe's home saw one of the Talmidei Chachamim who slapped his grown son. Omro Lahavi Ahu Gavra B'Shamta. He put him into Nidui. To cover Mishum Lefneo Iver Lo Titein Mitzvah. You're being over on Nisr D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to hit a son who may come to hit you back. And it says in a what is that referring to? The Pasuk is referring to somebody who hits an adult child, and then such a matzav, he may lose his school and blow up at you, and he'll hit you. Whatever the matzav is, I mean, you have to use your understanding, but you certainly know that a teenager, I mean, you never know what a teenager can do. You put a child in such a matzav that he destroys his whole life. This is a tremendous yisod, You don't have a right because you want your child to go in this particular way, to do something which could end up ruining his life. You end up doing, he'll do the opposite. And instead, you'll be marchik him, be matred him in ha'ilam in order to get him to do what it is that you want. Rish Lakish was once minater pardisa. He was a shamer on somebody's pardes, a orchard. The guy comes along, saunters in, starts picking some figs and eating. So he shouts at him, Rama Bey Kala, hey, what do you think you're doing? Lo Eshkar, paid no attention to him. So Rish Lakish says, Lahavi Ahu Gavra B'Shamta. You should be in Nidui. What kind of business is this? Stealing. Amalei Adarab, Lahavi Ahu Gavra B'Shamta. You should be in Nidui. What kind of business is that? Imamo Nitchayavti Lecha. Nidui mean Nitchayavti Lecha. Let's say I owe you money. The Maisa, I mean, his intent was to pay anyway. He says, right in the material. But let's say I owe you money. What are you putting me into Nidui for? From here we learn, by the way, and we just had a Nirushama yesterday, that someone who is Menada, someone who doesn't deserve Nidui, is one of the 24 people that is put into Nidui. So this guy guy who was the robber, so, I mean, they asked, if Lamaisi's a robber, there's a being over in the derisa of Lotigzol is also something you should put in the Nidui. There's a difference between Rishim, that he intended to pay. It's not that he was a robber in that sense. He fares away with the Mechira. Other Purushim as well. But in any event, he wasn't really Chayav Nidui. So Reish Lakish got a little confused. Oh, what do we do now? So some day midrash. He goes to the Beis HaMedrash to ask what the din is on my life. So they said to him, well, bad news. Shalom Nidui, Shachay no Nidui. His Nidui is a good Nidui. Their Nidui, the other, your Nidui on him is not a good Nidui. He says, so what do I do now? So my takante says, go ask the guy to take him off the Nidui. I have no idea who he is. Lo yadana lei. I mean, they said to him, that's this, you don't know who it is. So Zila Gabe Nasiya, the only thing to do is to go to the Nasi, referring to the person who doesn't know should go to the Nasi. So again, the various Purushim of him, but if the Pshat is that everything is done, we saw there's an Inyan in the Yerushalmi we had yesterday, that there's a particular Inyan of a Nasi, that there's a, like we have today, presidential pardon Inyan. So there's a concept to pardon, as Achronim could be the Nesidi Yerushalmi, is learned that it's a question of the suffix. The norm is that most Talmidei Chachamim, because it's a big Talmud Chacham, it wasn't a direct Nasi, or Nasi. The pshat over here is that a Nasi has a kayach to be mad. Omer of Huna Buusha Hitkinu Lamaisa. They got together and made a takana in Usha that the Av Bedin Shesarach Ein Menadino. That someone in that kind of position, Mamish the Av Besden, they do not put such a person into Nidui, but they tell him he kaved v'shev v'betcha. Just be mitchabed for years. So don't force us to take other more important steps. Sarach means he turned rotten. He did something bad. Sarach, if he continues to act, some say, by the way, he kaved means not watch out for your kaved, but get a headache. Kaved, kaved, kvedut in the rosh was very for
it.
Yeah, basically, keep your, pretend you're not feeling well, whatever, but stay at home, don't come around. He kaved, no, he always means house arrest. The question is, what is the word he kaved? Take care of yourself, meaning don't force us to embarrass you, so watch out for your kaved. Or he kaved, pretend that you're ill. If, yeah. Chazar v'sarach vi. I mean, if he keeps doing this again, menadinotam nechil Hashem. People will say, "What is this? We have double standards here." Then nechil Hashem, we have to be. Who pleaded Reish Lakish? This argues on Reish Lakish because Reish Lakish says that we never forget about Avbez and even Talmud Chacham, even if it was sarach, ain menadinotam b'farhesi. We never put on a public nidui on such a person. Shenema v'chashalta hayom v'chashalta v'chashal gam navi imcha. Lie. We read that in that fashion. In other words, if the Navi is also Nikshal, treat it like the middle of the night, meaning Kiso Kalaila. Cover up. Do a cover up. Like the night covers up, cover up. Marzudra Chasida, Kimikhayev Tzurba Mirabanan Shamta. If a Talmud required being put into Nidui, Bereisha Meshamet Navshe, first he would put himself into Nidui, Marzudra Chasida, and then Hada Meshamet Ledidei, and then he would put the Talmud into Nidui. First of all, he wanted to be Mitzayer. It's all very nice to go around big man and putting other people into Nidui. You see what it feels like first before you put somebody into Nidui. Like we say, a doctor that went through this illness, that's the kind of doctor a person who's ill wants to go through. Not a guy who has no idea what the patient is really feeling. And here too, secondly, this way he's not going to forget to be matir. If he himself has to be Nidui, obviously he's going to remember, we better take care of this. So then, when he got back to his home, he was first be matir his own nidui. We always say yavoz zakai bichaper al chayav yavoz chayav bichaper al chayav yinamatzim zakut. Omrev gidol amarav tamid chacham minadela atzmo umeferla atzmo. Tamid chacham could put himself into nidui and take himself out of nidui, like we just saw with the matzav of mazut rochasi. Omrev papa tesili. I hold that I have a very big schus in the world. Shadolosh amit itzumim rabbanon liyoyla. I never put a tamid chacham into matzav of nidu. Ela kikom mechayev etzubim merabanu shamta echi avid. So what did he do if a talmud chacham was chayev nidu? He did ki hadim b'ma'arava, like in Eretz Yisrael, where mimlo over there, people would be willing to be part of a bezdin on the gida that tzubim merabanu that would give malchus to a talmud chacham. But lo mimlo yasham, they would not accept a position. They would not agree to be part of a bezdin that would put a talmud chacham into shamta. Now remember again that according to the Rambam, according to Rabbi Nochanano, Shamta is a very special type of nidui that includes in it in yonim of klola, and even worse, as we'll see in a moment, that are inappropriate for a Talmud Chacham, both in terms of himself personally and the publicity that's associated with such a thing. It's inappropriate, even for Chvat Shamayim, that such a thing should be exposed. And therefore, the Gemara now wants to analyze, especially according to these shitas, what is meyuchad about the Shamta element? What's this word Shamta, my Shamta? Omarav Sham Mita. It's basically a contraction of there be death. Shmuel Omer Shimama Yiyye. Desolation shall it be. Umahanya be kitichya betanura. And it's as powerful and it's as long lasting as when you make a tanura, you make an oven, it needs to be coated with oil, fat, first. That seals it up. It makes it bake much better. Truth is that nowadays, even aluminum pans, or we do a tichya beforehand, which raises a lot of kashrus issues year round then for Pesach. And therefore, what he seems to be saying is that once you put somebody into this matzav of shamta, even if you formally remove the shamta, it never really comes out again. The person is permanently changed from the experience, just like a tanur is permanently impacted by its tichya.
So this opinion that says that it's mahaniki tichya, the tanur, means that it's absorbed throughout the tanur and never gets out of it, argues on Reish Lakish's opinion. The Amar Reish Lakish, Kishem Shinichneset b'248 Evarim, Kach Kishiyotza Yotza b'248 Evarim. The same way that a nidui for shamta, again, and remember we had a machlokas for shonim, whether those are the same or not. Again, the Rambam Shita, Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that shamta adds an additional level, which is what we're trying to avoid. So in the same way that it goes into 248 Evarim, which are viewed as the Evarim of the Yodah, so too, when it leaves, in your matir, a nidui, it leaves completely. It's yotza b'248 Evarim. Kishinichneset, we see that it affects the dechivaita, ir cherem. Cherem be gematria. What do you think about it? And when it leaves, well, why dafka this one? I mean, there's plenty of places in there. It's cherem. And the Rosh should explain. The point over here is that if we talk about a city being cherem, it's not the city, it's the people. The city is comprised of individuals. Therefore, we look for the remez, an individual is comprised of his rabach evorim. We're trying to talk about how it affects his entirety, so we look to this one. And when it leaves shush. When it leaves from 248 Evorim, where do we see? Diftiv Beroges Rachem Tisvorach, in the same Gematria's Heron. So therefore, it's also, the Rachem is Begematria, the Rachamim takes away the full 248. Om Rav Yosef, you know, Shdi Shamta Gnufta the Kalba, you could stick a Heron, a Shamta, on a dog's tail. The Iyidida Ovda. It'll take care of the problem. Now, Kalba, there was in fact a little dog, that used to be chewing all the shoes of the Rabbanan whenever they would leave it there. And they would come back, they didn't know, okay, who's the culprit? And all the dogs looked very sheepish for some reason. Nobody would fess up. So they put the dog into harem. Oh my gosh. Shamtulay, itle be nura begnufta. What happened is one of the dogs ended up getting their tail caught on fire. Viachalte, the whole dog was burned up. Oh, now they knew the culprit. But it did its own. There was this alam, a bully who was being mitzayer. Particularly, I mean, obviously, an alam is more than a child's bully, and he's an adult bully. It was mitzayer that Tzur b'mirabonan and his mom and all kinds of things. Also, the cabinet of Yosef came to Yosef to ask what he can do. Omalei zil shamte, put him into cherem. Omalei mistafina mine. I'm worried about this guy. Before my cherem works, I'll have my head off. So omalei shkile pticha alei. So what you should do is maybe you should write the ksav shamta and you should show him that this is what you're going to publicize if he keeps up his behavior. He says, koshikedim stafim, and that's all I need. I mean, that'll be my end. I'm like, I'll tell you what to do. Shakle, take that shtar, that ksav that you write out of the chayim. Don't show it to him. And achte bekada, put it into a keres container.
And then what to do is achte be kavre, the kori be alpha shipure barbu in yumi. So then what this is some other gersos over here. It seems to be that what it's saying is be tokea inside of the kad. That's how Rashi is always mefarish this. But I mean the pashtus is the achte be kavre is to go ahead and to go into a beit akfarot. Nobody will hear it, and then blow their alpha shipure. So it doesn't mean literally a 1,000 times with the shofar, but in other words, a lot of shofars for 40 days in a row. He went ahead and he did that, and that when he got to the 40th day, the kad blew up, and the alma did too. So meet alma. My shipure. Why do we use shofar? What does shofar have to do with keren? It's a lashon of pera nifroyim imenu. We're gonna bust him. And why do we? Why shofar? Why shvarim? It's called tavra. Omer of Yitzchak Bered of Yehuda. Tavri bati rami. Oh yeah, this breaks down the big shots, the big skyscrapers. This breaks them down. Titanya Reb Shimon Gamliel Komakom Shenatnu Chachamim Einehem Omita Ooni. This is an official looking at the person's meisim that destroys him. Either it kills him or about to take away his money, but it's a terrible matzah to be in. So getting back to the mission. The mission said on Nazir Vamitzora, Ha'olamitu Matula Taharato, these people are also allowed to take a haircut during Cholamayit. Boy mine revir me revizir. Is this talking about Bishalo Hayalehem Pnai, where because of their state that they were Olef Natuma Dafka during the regal, so there's no choice but to be Migaleach now because this is the first time they could be Migaleach? Or is it saying Oduma Af Bishayale? Even if they did, they had time and they were already able to be mitayer before, but because of the tahira, we allow them to be mitayer. Omar Lei, so Rav Zera answered, Rav Yirmiyah, it seems to me it's pretty clear, Tanina. Kol ele sha'omru mutarim legalech b'moed b'shelo haya lehem p'nai. Aval haya lehem p'nai asurin. It says b'feirush in the Braita, that only those who did not have time to achieve the same thing before Yantiv, they're the ones that we give this dispensation to. Anybody else has to take care of it before Yantiv. But a Nazir mitzera are different, because over there it's not stam that they were on Nusim, it's that they're being mitzaher, and over there afa pisha hayalehem pnai. In this case, it's different. Shelo yishu karbanotehem. We're afraid that they won't. That they're going to end up putting their haircut off until afterwards. They can't bring a carbon until they already did the whole system of the giluach and so on. And so, therefore, we don't want to do such a thing and keep the karbanas. Bring the karbanas late. Okay, there's a little bit of a problematic Rashi, because Rashi says that then the karban wouldn't be brought by Yom HaShemini, which has nothing to do with it. Why wouldn't it? They only do the Tiglachas afterwards, it'll be brought by Yom HaShemini. The Befarshim or Masber, that it means in another case, having learned from this, that it's unimportant to take care of the tire, so people may come to bring the karban in the wrong time. Tana, HaKohen V'Ha'avel, now it does not mention this in our Mishnah, but the Braita says that a Kohen, who was busy in the in his Mishmah, and an Avel, are mutarin b'giluach. They are allowed to do the giluach during Chol HaMoed. Now, what is the case? Hay Avel Hechida. Is it that Shmini, which is now the first post-Sheva day, we'll see, this depends, of course, if you hold Mitzvah Yom Kippur or not, we'll talk about that. So let's say he kept his Shiva. The halacha is that if the regel comes after the Avel began his first Avelud, his first 7 days, even just for a minute, before he managed to bury the mace Erev HaRegel, and he sat Shiva for a minute, then the Shiva is bottled as soon as the Regel is found. If he had just finished sitting Shiva, and now the Regel comes, the Regel cancels the Shleishim. So over here, and then if it cancels the Shleishim, then he's allowed to be Megaleah. So if it's talking about that Shemini, the eighth day was on Erev HaRegel, so that means now that the Regel basically canceled the Gezeras Shleishim, which would mean that the Shleishim starts today, on the eighth day. It's now bottled because of the Regel. So therefore, he could have been really done his haircut, the Kovod HaRegel, Erev HaRegel. And if you're going to talk to me, that Chal Shemini Shel Elios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel, you're going to tell me that the eighth day was on the Shabbos, was the first day of the Shleishim. The halacha in that case is that he's allowed to shave on Erev Shabbos. He's allowed to shave on Erev Shabbos. The Amar of this, the Amar of Vina Barshila, Halacha ka Abba Shol. That the Halacha is like Abba Shol, that we don't need 8 days, we only need 7 days, because Mikzas Hayom Kulay. And even the Chachamim who argue on Abba Shol generally don't agree to that. They're made him Chachamim Abba Shol, that if the 8th day is a Shabbos, which is Erev HaRegel, then you could certainly rely that the Mikzas Hayom Kekulay now is that he completed his Shiva, and then we'll view the Shleishim as being Gotel because of the approaching Regel. He cannot prepare for the Regel, and there is Mutter Legalev Berev Shabbos. So why didn't he take his haircut before Shabbos? Didn't you say the rule is that anybody who could have shaved before the Regel, and in this case, even though Erev HaRegel was Shabbos, but a shave the Erev Shabbos, he is not allowed to do during Chol HaMoed. Not that Shemini was Erev HaRegel, Shvi'i was Erev HaRegel. So Mamela, before that, he wasn't allowed to shave, because he didn't have the Mikzas Yom Kekulah. The moment you had the Mikzas Yom Kekulah to be about to the Gzera Shleishim, it's too late, it's Shabbos, what's he going to do now? So therefore, there's nothing to do. Now, Rashi says a very strange word here to explain this. Yeah? He says, and therefore, he's not considered to be an ones because he basically, it's his avelus that prevented him from doing the haircut. Nobody understands the Rashi. I mean, the reason would be, in the other case, would be that there would be no bittul of the memonusha. If you can't take the haircut because of avelus, so why is the in the ones got on his own? So why isn't that an ones like the other onesim that we have? And if there's a problem in the other case, there wasn't a bittul of the Gzera Shleishim, so that he's not allowed to take the haircut in the regal anyway. It has nothing to do with the fact that the avelus is what made him not an ones. Basically, there's a lot of discussion of this Rashi. I mean, some kind of that because it was the regal itself that would be the basis of the bittul of the Gzera against the haircut. You can't use that same thing where it doesn't apply to be matir going ahead and doing in the regal. It's still the same avelus. So you have to look at the avelus not as an outside ones, but as a continuing siva, whatever the halacha would be. But that if it wouldn't be for that svara, then he wouldn't be noeg avelusei beregel, even if it wouldn't be mevatel v'shloishi. Those things which he's showing, we wouldn't have shown publicly anyway. So if I didn't have this excuse, I would have allowed him to go ahead and to do it during Chol HaMoed. It's a very curious Rashi. Certainly the Pasha Pshat is, if you weren't in mevatel, if you had no opportunity before him, so then there was no time in which the shloishi was bought, so it remains us. In any event, that must be the case. So why is it that there's a machlokus then between our Tana in the Mishnah and the other Tana that lists the case of the other? What's the machlokus? The Tana v'ras avala kabashol. That Tana holds a kabashol that mixes Yom Kekulay. And therefore the Yom HaShvi, indeed, was mevatel now. That was the end of his Shiva, and it counts as the first of his Shleishim. Counts as the first of his Shleishim. Then it's Eilol HaLakan HaLakan. It counts as both. It counts as the last day of Shiva, first day of Shleishim. In which case, the regal now is mevatel the Takana. So you'll say, okay, so let him take haircut at Shabbos. It's a Shabbos. He's an onus because of Shabbos. But Tana didan savalak rabban. Our Tana that doesn't list avelut as a siba is because he holds of the rabbanan who say we don't hold of mixes ayom kekule. In which case, lo shalom avelus to Shiva. We never finished the avelus of Shiva according to this, and therefore there would be no way for him to now shave again, as Rashi explains, because there was never an onus, which is a din of avelus. What about the Kohen? Hi, Kohen, have you done? What's the case of a Kohen that's not listed in our Mishnah, but listed in the Bright? Elim the Shalom Mishmarto Erev HaRegel. Does the Mishmar of this Kohen end on Erev HaRegel? And why didn't he take haircut Erev HaRegel? Iboy Lagaluch Erev HaRegel. Lo Tzarech the Shalom Mishmarto BiRegel. His Mishmeret was over during Chol HaMoed. Zatana didan Sava Hakim and Etzan B'Shlosha Prakim B'Shana. Hayu Kol HaMishmarot Shavot Be'emurei HaRegelim U'Bechiluk Lechem HaPanim. Since the halacha is that there were 3 times a year, which was the regalim, those 3 times, all of the mishmarot, whether this was a mishmar that was officially working this week, that was split up according to the Shabbat. Each Shabbat was a different mishmar. So whether it's this mishmar's turn
or whether the Kohen happens to be here because he's coming up for Aliyah Larega, not because it's his turn, it doesn't matter. All Kohanim that are there share. Now the word Emure Regalim is a little bit a misnomer. We're using it as a borrowed term. In those things which the Kohen would get from the Korbanos, like the Or, or the portion of the Chazal Shok, that's what it means by Emure Regalim, and in the Chilak Lachem HaPanim. So since he still has a Chilak as if he's working there, so it's Kaman Delo Shalom Mishmarta Beregel Dami, it's as if his mishmar was never over in the regel, because he's continuing to work, and therefore he is now still in his mishmar. Mashenkin, the other Tanu who says he could take a haircut, is he says, Afagav the Shayach Bahani Mishmarot, but Mishmarte, Miya Shalim Alei. His own official Mishmeret is over. And therefore, since it's over, now is the first time that he can, his personal Mishmeret is over, now is the first time that he can take a haircut. And Mamela, according to this, he would be Mutun Mikaleach. He's not being Mikaleach in the middle of his Mishmar. Now, let me ask you something about the other. Tan Rabbah, Kol Eilu Sha'omru Mutar Legaleach B'Moed, Mutar Legaleach B'Meyev Lan. You made a rule before, we brought this up earlier about the Sugya of the Katan, that whoever is mutter to take a haircut during Kol HaMoed is mutter to take a haircut during the day of, during the time of his Avilut. And yet there's another brayta that says that an Avil is osir and cannot rely on these things. Om Rav Chista, Om Rav Shila, Kitanya Hacha Mutarim. When we say over here that it's mutter, what we're talking about is Bishet Takfuhu Avilam. This person became an Avil more than once, and by the time he was ready to complete his Shleishirach, another relative died. So another never got a chance, basically, to take his haircut. Wait a minute, that's the case. So then it has nothing to do with the cases in the Mishnah. The guy was let out of jail. That has nothing to do with it. So my Arya Kol Eilu, why mention the ones in the Mishnah? In a normal case, where someone is in a position in which one Avilut follows another, so even without getting out of jail or coming from an ocean voyage, it says, Beferish, Tanya, Tokfu Avilav Zeachazet, person who's in that matzah, his hair is too long, he's allowed to cut it, and he's allowed to wash his clothing. So then what does it have to do with the cases mentioned specifically in the Mishnah? No, because Ayit Maralah Rav Chista pointed out, take a look that this brayta doesn't say he can get a haircut. It says he can be mekel batar, which means he can't get a normal haircut. The misparayim and the shape of his hair and so on. He can chop off some of his hair with a knife. That's not what we're talking about over here. Furthermore, when it says he's allowed to wash his clothes, it says he's allowed to wash his clothes in water. Would you think he was going to wash his clothes in milk? Now, the pshat in water is that he's not allowed to wash his clothes with soap. No detergent, just water. No. Lo b'netiv, lo ba'al. We're trying to talk about a case where the person shtakfu avilav would be mutter even to get a normal haircut and even to wash his clothes with regular soap. Om Rav Chista, by the way, says Rav Chista, what this shows you is that an avel is aser b'tichposet of any kind. Meaning over here it's aser even a tichposet just of ma, because we see we're only being mater and b'mayim in a case of takvu avilav. So it means even water without any soap, cold water and so on, would still be aser b'kibos, which you might have thought only the normal derech kibos would have been aser. Let us see tomorrow what the din is about cutting one's nails during Kol HaMoed. Omrib Tanchum Bereda Rabbi Chia Yishkarako Omrib Yaakov Arako Omrib Smaloi Varmel Omrib Tanchum Omrib Vuna Varmel Omrib Vuna Lefudai Talmid Shish Nida Lechvado Niduyot Nidui Tanya Menuda Rab Menuda Talmid Menuda Talmid Eno Menuda Lerab Mashma Leravu Eno Menuda Alekulayama Menuda Lemai Iba Mili Dishmaya Ein Chochma Ein Tumana Ein Eitzah Neged Hashem. Why shouldn't the Rab have to keep that Alav Lechvo that smoke? Om Rav Yosef Tzurbin Mirabonan Ovedina Lenafshe B'milta the Psikale Avu Tzurbin Mirabonan Avesunin Shamuni Om Rav Yoda Echi Lavit L'shamte Tzurkale Rabonan Lo L'shamte Eka Mitchal Shem Shamaya Om Rav Lerabah Barbachon Amida Shmilach Abaha Om Rav Yoda Echi Lavit. Anyway, they shouldn't be learning from him. My Dektiv Kisivtei Kleini Shmudad V'Torah Yevakshu Mipiu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakotu Im Domei Arav L'Malach Hashem Yevakshu Torah Mipiu. Shanti Rav Yehuda, the Sof Ichlish Rav Yehuda, Ot Rabbanu Shiyula, Be'ot Nami Ubadei, Kat Chazi Rav Yehuda Chiech, Oma Lei, Lo Mistayecha, De Shanti Lugavra, Ela Chukin Ami Chiyachta Di, Oma Lei, Lav B'di Doch, Mechayachna, Elo De Chiyaz Lina, Lahu Alma,
B'dichadatoi, da filo legabra kavatcha lo chanifele. There's another gear that says, filo gabra rabba kavatcha lo chanifele. Noch nashit reviewed it. Also, they made Rosh Hashanah Sharoni. Omer le Rabbanan, nu, gabra the chashit reviewed it, leka chadur shilacha. El zil le gabra reviewed it, nesia le shilacha. Also, le kame. Omer le Rabbani, pok ayin bedine. Imi boil, mishra le sharoni. Ayin Rabbani bedine, sabra le mishra le. Omad Rabshu, banachmeni, harakla, vyamara. Umashiv chashel beit rabbi, lo nagu chachomim kalut rosh beniduya shalosh shanim, yudah chavereinu alachat kama vekama. Over the years, this is a wild coincidence. My command, ata, idna, I, sabba, the bemedrosha, kama shani lo ata. Shema min lo mi baile mishrele, lo sharele. Nafa ki kabochi, voz alat ziburi vitarke amte, vashochi. Ailu la maharata de chasidi, velo kiblu aleo. The Maharat, the Dayani Vikiblu, my timer, the Yavit Revi Loi, the Tani Revi Loi Omer, Imroe Adam, Shitromit Gaberalav, Yeleg Lamakom Shin Makirinoto, Vilbashachorim, Vitatev Shachorim, Vyasemash Libu Chafetz, Vayechalel Shem Shamayim Befarhesia. Shivcha Shobet Revi, what's the Maisa? The Am to the Ve Revi Chazitila, Ugava Davi Machiliv No Gadol, Omelahavi, Ugava Vishamta, the government should live the Evela to take it short, the Tanya. לפני עבר לא תיתן ברשום, במקל לבנו גדול הכתוב מדבר. רשווקש אבי מנטיר פרדיסה, אתה הוא גבר וכוח אותני, רומי בן קל, אבל לא אשכח לי, אומר להביא הוא גבר בשמתה. אומר לי, עד רבה, להביא הוא גבר בשמתה. אם ממון התחייבתי לך, נידוי מי התחייבתי לך, אתה לא מבין ראש, אומר לי, שלא נידוי ושלך אינו נידוי. So my takante zilagabe de lishulacha lo yadan alei. Omrulein, if that's the case, zilagabe de siya de lishulacha. The Tanya nidu veino yodea mi nidu yelachet zonasi viyatir lo nidu yo. Omrevuna beusha itkinu av beitin shesarach in menadinoto el omrim lo hikaveid veshev bebeitcha. Chazar besarach menadinoto nidechulu lo shev. Kupligin reshlokish, tam reshlokish, tam mitkacham shesarach in menadinoto befrahesia. שנאמר, וחשבת היום, וחשב גם נביא עמך, לילה, כי סוהו כלילה. מזוט רחסידה כי מחייבת שמרבן השמת ברי שמשמת נפשי, ועוד המשמת לדידי, כי הוויהו ביושבי זה שר אלי פרסט לנפשי ולשאל לדידי. אמר רב גילו, אמר רב, תמיד חלכון מנעדה לעצמו, מפה לעצמו. אמר רב פה, בתייסי לידו, שמיתי שמרבן מעולם. So what did he do? Ki mechayev tzurim rabbanan shamta. Kehuda b'marav. Mimnu anegida the tzurim rabbanan. V'lo mimnu ashamta. My shamta. Omarav sham mita. Shmuel omar. Shibama yiye. Umaanye bekitechia betanura. And it never goes out completely. Uplegid resh lakish. Dom resh lakish. Kishem shenich. Neset b'matayim v'arbaim v'shmona evarim. Kach kishi yotza yotza b'matayim v'arbaim v'shmona evarim. Shidich neset kti v'aita yir cheren. Cheren b'gematra matayim v'arbaim v'shmona avi. Kishi yotza tifti b'rogez rachim diskor. Rachim b'gematra is also matayim v'shmona v'shmona. Omar Rav Yosef v'arbaim v'shmona avi. Omar Rav Yosef shti shamta agnuf to the kalva v'idi de avda. Tahu kalb da avi ochem asanit rabbanan v'lo avi kiyadi manu v'shamtele ite beinura v'ginufte v'achalte ahu haomad avi kamitzay lehum v'atzumer mi rabbanan otel kamir v'yosem alay zir shamte amalay mistafinu minay amalay shkile pticha alay shikor shikene mistafinu minay amalay okay so hide it shak v'achte b'kana v'achte b'kavre v'kori v'alfa shipure barban yunum. Ozel of it, Achipok Akado Umit Alma, Umit Alma. My Shafure, Shadifraim, you know. And why Shvorim, Tavatavra? On review, it's a great review, the Tavri Bati Rami. The Tanyam Revi Shimim Gamliel, Koma Kom Shadat Nucha Hamim Enehem, O Mita, O Oni. And those Ramitsar Mitumato the Tarata. Koi Me Revi Yermi and Merebi Zera. Is this talking about Mishaloya Lampadai or even Mishayala Lampadai before the Rega? Amar then says the Pharish, Tanina, Kolevu Shamu Mutarim Legaleh Bumboid Bishloya Lempnai, Avalaya Lempnai Asrin, except for Nazar Mitzera, Ava Pishaya Lempnai Mutarim, Shlo Yishu Karbonotehem. Tana, Akohin Vea Avel, Mutarim Begiluach during the Moed. Referring to what? An Avel Echidam. Why didn't he do the Gilul Parvarega? Ella Shechal Shmini Shalayot Bishabbat Parvarega. Ah, still, then he could have done the Gilul on Erev Shabbos. The Omer of Kista Omer of Vino Bar Shila, Halacha Kavashol, the Mikzah Yom Kula. Anyway, Morim Kakon Labashol, Bishakal Shmini Shalayot Bishabbat Parvarega, there we can rely on it. So Mutter Galeak Berev Shabbat. Latzricha, the case therefore here must be Shechal Shmini Shalayot Bishabbat itself, Erev Harega. So Tanavra holds that that's a classic case of an onus, because like Abishol says, Mikz is a Yom Shvi'i, therefore the Shloshim has begun, and now Yom Shvi'i Olo L'kan L'kan, except that it's Shabbos. Okay, so he's an onus. Was Tanididan, Savalek Rabot Adam Ralor, Mina Mikz is a Yom Kikula. So then he's not an onus, he's just a continuing Olo. So Kati Lo Sholim, Avel is the Shiva. Again, as Rashi says, because of the Avelut is not considered to be an onus, instead of saying what you would have said, that, well, if there wasn't a chance to be Mavato the Gzer, there wasn't a chance to be Mavato the Gzer of Shiva, he's still in love, how could he do the haircut, right? What's the case of the Kohen? Kerekitam. Yilei b'sholem mishmarto evarega, libarele l'gulukhe evarega, lotzir b'sholem mishmarto berega. So Tanididan Tzavar, that nonetheless, he cannot take a haircut. So it's as if his mishmar never finished. Whereas Tana Barasavar, it's still not his own personal mishmar. Mishmarti mishlimali, and therefore he can. It says, Beferish and Bright Asurim, we may have lan. On Rav Chista, on Rav Shila, that's talking about, in our mission, in the case where it says it's mutter, it's talking about, Bishu Takvuai Velav. Now, if Takvuai Velav, why does it say whatever it says in Mishnah? If the Mayakol Eil Shamra, Afil Kuleyama would be mutter. The Tanya Takvuai Velav Zechase, then any person, whether he's in jail or not in jail, I mean, he's meets Saro, make a batah, umechabis ksuta b'mayim. So why do we need to come on to this price? Because Eitman Lom Rav Chista. Note that it says betar, v'lobin misparayim, it says you can wash b'mayim, but certainly not use detergent, v'lobin eter, v'lobin al. In which case, some of this